Basically, so the Gemara's question was, does Mappa work to remove your hands from the mix? And the Gemara's answer was, it depends. For Ochle, for Kohan, and for Ochle Truma, yes. For Ochle Tyros, no. The implication would seem to be, for a guy who's a normal Jew, who's not even a Kohen, nor is he a Chaver, who's Ochle Tyros, you'd say certainly not. Okay. The Rambam is in Perek Vav in Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yitras. Actually, you know what? Let me read you the one in Avos Tuma, his background, okay? In Avos Tuma, Perek Ches Halacha Tas, okay? Shavos Tuma. It says, Lot Adam Yodav V'mapa V'ochel Truma V'lo Natil Sidayim. Okay, so you can wrap your hands and eat Truma without Natil Sidayim. V'in Choshem Shema Yiga. There's no Chshash, maybe you're going to touch. But you can't do it by a guy who ate chula in altaras kodesh or taras truma. Ho gzeira shema yiga lefishena makbet alayim, because he's not makbet, so it's a gzeira. Maybe right? Maybe he'll touch. Okay, straight. Like it sounds like the Gemara saying, right? But then you have the Rambam in brachos perek vav halacha yud ches. Lot adam es yadav b'mapa v'ochal b'hem pas. Okay, so that's the Rambam, right? So then he says, by the way, let's just read the rest of the Rambam. If you feed someone else, you don't need it. We'll get to that. And if someone eats it, even if someone else feeds him, you have to. So if you have the fork also, you have to do time. So that's, I just wanted to show you that Rambam has also, the fork thing. You have to do it. A fork, you still have to do it.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay. So you see the problem is, the Rambam springs down, just straight, in terms of halacha of Natil Sadayim for Chulin, Shrach Truma, or whatever it is. The Rambam says openly, the deal works. The Mappa works. So the Ravid asks, Chasav Ravid, V'halo Amru, Lo Hitiru Mappa, Elo Klei Truma Bovad. The whole thing is, it's only Klei Truma. There's a reason. Right, there's a reason. So how does the Rambam get out of the Gemara if it's not even the guys who are Ochlei Chulin Al Tyros HaKodesh, even those guys it didn't work for? So what, like your Slam Jew is going to work for? And how's that going to work? Let's look at Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah takes it. So he brings down... Oh, by the way, he brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's in Brachos Mevez Menach, Taf Eref. In paragraph Mahu Lechol Map on the middle. V'nira, the kol shekein l'shar b'nei adam she'en molchum chuleim b'tayra v'inan is harim kol kach she'en lohem lechol pas v'chol shor dovash tu l'mashka ide mapa de gazirin adil mo yibu pas. Right, so certainly it's going to be, it's a kol shekein, because if it only works for the kohen, not for the guy who's chulein atar sakodesh, who's a chamor type of a guy, he partakes of his rizos at least. Certainly it's not going to work for a normal guy. He says, v'mash kosav b'zeh Rambam Zal, Temo. That's Temo. So the Kesef Mishnah says, so he quotes the Rinyana, and he says that's exactly what the Ravid held. Okay? But then he says, Avaldas Rabbeinu, the Truma v'chulin shenasu b'tayra dinam shava b'rov hadvan. That Truma and chulin shenasu Truma, their din is alike in most things. U'min ha'din ha'yeligzer b'shnehem dilmanagi. It was really, should have been gozer by both of those. Maybe he'll touch it. El mishul the kohen misrizim him lo gozer b'chuma. So poi kohen shouldn't even gozer. When we call magum sharchul and shein nechala metayra lo ne lochamiri kolihai lo megzer b'hu. There's no, they're not so chamor to make a gzeira. V'teida dim lo kain have leila meimar hetiru mapaloch lechuma v'lo tiru mapaloch lechulin. Right, for Ochichon, I mean, not good. Tyros, mashma del Ochle Tyros, dafko de lohotiro. Right, specifically for Ochle Tyros, not just time people Ochichon. V'od ishmash chel rab avin avin gedin, v'chulin b'tyra, hu dahave achel. V'shem hachi yamle avdin gedin, sh'rav ochel chulin b'tyra, kadisu b'shalmi. So he says, the Gemara's there, you're going to have to say, we're all talking about guys who are Ochle b'chulin b'tyra. Because he said the Gemara wasn't talking at all about real chulin, normal chulin.
Right.
So he says, Right. So he says that whole thing is based upon because Rav was an Ochochol Mitaira, but if he wasn't, then there wouldn't have been a whole question from there, because there's no reason. Mappa definitely works by normal Ochochol. Okay? Fine. So that's what he wants to say, that this whole Gemara, and our Gemara is only discussing Chuma and Ochochol Mitaira. But a regular chul, and the Gemara is not even discussing in the first place. And he says, why? Because you see, they're alike in many regards. So therefore, there's room to be gozer there, but not here. But the question is, I mean, that needs a svara. I mean, what's the idea? I mean, Vavon is this three kuntils a dime. And if you're worried, it's the same thing. If you're worried, you're going to be naga, then you're worried to be naga. And if you're not worried, you're not worried. Like, what's that idea that he's that it becomes, this sets itself out as a place where you don't have the chashash? I mean, it seems the same chashash. Yeah, so we have two svaras here. So I guess I'll start with David. So David's svara is that the Gemara is the distinction between, the question is, what's the distinction between the Kohanim and the Ochlei Tairos? So the way we were learning until now is no, because like Rashi, Kohanim are Zrizim, there are Gavras who are super duper careful, and the Ochlei Tairos are not. So then Kol Shekein, that's the Romanian's argument. Kol Shekein, a normal guy, isn't super duper Zaris. Therefore, it's not going to work. But what David says, maybe the Rambam is different. That the difference between Kohanim and the Ochlei Tairos is that when Kohanim, it's a halacha. The reason why they're doing Tzitzis Lamed is because of halacha. It's asur b'yema to be metame the truma. Okay, it's asur b'yema to be metame the truma. And since it's asur b'yema to be metame the truma, so therefore the mapa is going to cause them to be very vigilant. I mean, they have a halacha here. And of course they may slip, but if you have a mappa, then that's gonna work. But when it comes to a guy who's just an Ochlei Tairos, so it's just a chumra, so the chumra demands a greater measure. Is that since it's only a chumra, back as Monty knows that he has a way out and he's safe, he doesn't have to keep it. So therefore, you gotta make a measure which is gonna be more foolproof, okay? Because the guy's gonna naturally take it easy a little bit. So therefore, the mapa isn't good enough. You're always going to be choshesh, and therefore you demand a tilas daim. Okay, so if that's the way you learn, so then if it comes to chulin, normal chulin sraf shuma, then that's going to be like a kohen because that's halacha. You're mechayev to din tilas daim, and it would be also for you to just take off your hand, take off the gloves, and eat it. So if that's the case, so it's going to fit into the same category as the kohen. Okay, so the thing of that, so a few comments about that svara. So first thing is that, like we mentioned before, the question is, would it work for a kohen if he was eating chulin? So it seems, according to this logic, you have to say it wouldn't work. Because the whole point is because it's when it's halacha versus when it's a chumra. So if a kohen, just because he happens to be a kohen, when he's eating chulin, so then back before srach chumra, just be a chumra. So if that were the case, so then, so for him, he would still have to wash, you know. But it sounds from the Gemara, the symbol mashmos is la'ochlei truma. It sounds like it's saying it's a din of a kohan and bechlal altogether, categorically. So that's one difficulty, but it's not the biggest difficulty. Another issue is that the question is, according to this, so you're saying is that really chulin is the same exact thing as truma. Okay, chulin for Israel, for normal Israel, is the same exact thing as truma. But the Gemara, this is the case of Mishnah, this is kind of what's getting at, is that the Gemara doesn't mention anything about chulin. Okay? And you're going to have to say, according to this argument, that really, the same way, that really when they're mati or mapa, it's really, you should have said, it's your mapa lochle truma, ulochle chulin, Torah srach truma, or whatever. Velo tiru mapa lochle tairos, which is a chumra. I mean, but the Gemara totally left out the chulin aspect, and it's left it for you to derive. Okay, I mean, you could just say whatever chulin's a later thing, and it's rach shumah, so left it out. But I mean, it is missing from the Gemara. According to that. The other problem is that you're assuming that a normal, you're putting a lot of stock in the chizkas kashrus of a normal Yisrael. You're saying is that when a guy who's a Talmud Chacham and is a Shomer Tairos, so even though he's a Shomer Tairos, he's a big guy, but it's only Chumra. So it's only Chumra. He'll let loose a little bit. But when it comes to a guy, a normal Yisrael, who's not a big Talmud Chacham or anything, but it's Halacha, he's going to be vigilant, and he's going to end up being careful not to take off his glove. So, I mean, there is an argument there because you say, look, halacha is halacha and chumra is a chumra. But, I mean, it does still seem as that if you're saying is that, I mean, the Talmud Chacham is a shomer tyros, if it's not, you're still choshesh, it sounds like you mean there's some danger here. So then you're going to say, but Israel is just going to be able to ward it off because he's the halacha. I mean, halacha is true, but once there's a danger, it would seem to weaken his grips a little bit. But fine. So, but that's as far. I mean, it's there. None of these questions, I think, are not good questions. They're just they're questions. Okay, but that's the approach. So I want to say a different approach. I wanted to say because a different thing. That the question is, the Rambam's going to ask a question. As simple is why is the Gemara really concerned altogether about mappa? About maybe you're going to touch it. I mean, maybe you're going to touch it. But you put a mappa. Mappa covers your hands, so who cares? Why should he even be worried altogether in the first place? Mappa should definitely work. But the Rambam could be is going to answer that it's because of the Din Shmir. Now, when it comes to Truma, it's not just that you're supposed to not touch the Truma. But there's a halacha of Shmira. It's a Shmira's Truma. Shmira's Truma means you're guarding, you're vigilant about of preventing the Truma from becoming Tameh. You have to prevent it. That's Shmira, you're guarding. Now, what the question of the Gemara is that when you have Shmira, does Mappa work? So, because when you have Until you die, you're simply making it impossible to be able to be Matameh in the Truma, because your hands are tar. But by Mappa, your hands are still Tameh. It's like you're playing with fire. And your hands are Tameh, but you're covering them. So, it's like a hacker. It's going to remind you, but maybe it'll come off. I mean, after all, a person does his nature is to eat with his hands. So therefore, it's a chance that it will come off. So the Gemara Zibaya is, does that suffice as a Shmira? Whereas in terms of the Kiyam of Shmira, okay, it's more halachic, it's more rooted in halachic, according to us. In terms of the Kiyam Shmira, does it suffice to do an action of Shmira, which will then remind you? Or no, Shmira demands that you totally make it impossible. Make it impossible that it'll become Tameh, namely by actually creating Taras Yibaya. Okay, that's the Gemara's Yibaya. Now, if that's the way you learn the Yibaya, then that Yibaya applies by Chumo, as Din Shmira, and also by Shomer Tyros. Because you see a guy bro, who eats Shchulon Tyros Chumo, they call him a Shomer Tyros. So then they Shomer his Tyros to make sure that they don't become Tameh. That he guards them to make sure they don't become Tameh. So the same question. Does Shmira apply by that? Okay, does Mappa work for Shmira? So the Gemara's answer is that Hitur Mappa Lochli Chuma V'lo Lochli Tyros, which means that it depends on the Gavra. Is it a good Shmira? It depends on the Gavra. If the Gavra is a super careful person, he's a Zaris, like Rashi said. So then the reminder will work as a good Shmira. Because he's very careful, so he's going to heed the reminder. But for a guy who's not such a high-level Zaris, so then a reminder alone isn't enough of a Shmira, but Shmira demands you make it impossible to be Matame. Okay? But, according to this way of learning, when it comes to Chulin, altogether there's no Din of Shmira. It's not like you're trying to prevent yourself from being Matame the Chulin. You don't care about Chulin. The Chulin's not becoming Tame. It's simply halacha that you're chayv din tilas daim. That if you want to eat food with your hands, you have din tilas daim, because it's Rav Shoma. So if that's the case, so if your hands are, if you put a glove on your hands, so you're not using your hands. So why should you worry that maybe you're going to touch the food? You don't have to worry altogether. Because the whole chashash is only because of, it would lack in shmira if you wouldn't worry about the chashash. But when there's no din shmira altogether, there's no question. And that's why, according to the Rambam, the Gemara never even discussed chulin. Because chulin's not part of the holy baya. That's the Kesmish's point. Is the Gemara never even had a hab mina b'chulin, because the whole thing belongs in the din shmir. That's why I think the Ram says that the dinei am shavim, that the chulin truma and try. Well, Kesmish said the truma and tash truma are dinei am shavim. They both have din shmir, so they have similar dinim. But in chulin is altogether it's a different type of a halacha. So therefore, there's no hab mina, no hab mina of touching it, and it will definitely work. Okay. Whereas the other rishonim apparently didn't learn that way. They held even by chulin is hab mina. So they held intrinsically covering your hands with a mappa is a dangerous proposition because human nature is so strong it's going to take it off. So even by chulin, even if there's no din shmira, there's a question about whether that would work. I mean, that's the question. I mean, the Rambam holds that there's no reason to say it. There's no reason for the whole question if not for din shmira, according to the Rambam.